Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about what has been going on this summer in your office and around the legislature and what we're looking forward to as we get back into session in the fall. Let's begin by talking about some of the things that has been going on this summer. I understand that there have been some hearings that the policy committee has been having on our opioid crisis. Let's start talking about that.
Well, the policy committee hosted a series of events around the Commonwealth, most recently in Williamsport, Scranton, and York City, that discussed the opioid crisis and some possible solutions. For as the budget session wound down at the end of June and beginning of July, earlier in the summer, there was a call for a special session where some specific bills could be introduced by both the governor and leadership of the House. And given the breadth of this issue and many of the problems that it brings with it in terms of the need for treatment, the need for assistance, and the higher crime rates that are associated with those with addictions, it really highlights the need to address this on multiple fronts. And that was the goal of the hearings, as they heard from law enforcement individuals, they heard from physicians, they heard from recovering addicts themselves. And with that knowledge now in hand, as we head into the fall, the goal is obviously to try to work on some legislation that would decrease the overall drug use and ensure that these individuals have the resources that they need to get the treatment that they need. And then in addition to that, the other piece that will play a very large part is, quite frankly, the budget. When you look at the budget and how we fund many of these programs, some of that is covered in our line items, and we need to make sure that at the Commonwealth level, we're using these assets and this tax money to impact the greatest number of people possible and make sure that we're utilizing programs that work and we're using things that are shown to be effective. And that's really the goal of all of these hearings, and that's going to be the goal of the legislature and the department as we go forward.
Another thing that went on with the legislature recently, Representative, is that we're finally making a couple of steps towards privatization of our state's liquor system, and wine is now going to be available in certain grocery stores and available in places other than just the liquor store. Talk to us about this step forward.
Well, this was a result of Speaker Terzai working on the liquor privatization bill. It's been a concept and a bill that I've supported previously because I don't believe that selling alcohol should be the business of government. So I'm happy to say that at least the first step was taken this week. While I think that there needs to be more work done in order to complete the privatization of the wine and spirits systems, the very first piece was getting the wine into the grocery stores and allowing other entities to sell and direct ship this wine. That bill had some vast improvements in it over our current system. When you look at our current system, it's been that way since the days of Prohibition. And it was a good step both in terms of dismantling the governmental operation as well as a potential increase in revenue for the Commonwealth because of the decreased costs that are associated with no longer running it solely through the state systems in conjunction with some increased revenue perhaps from increased outlets. So when you take that in its entirety, I think it's a great first step. It's the first step that we've taken since the days of Prohibition, and yet more work needs to be done. So I expect that to be a topic of discussion as we head through the fall and probably into the beginning of next session. And it's something that we should take a very serious look at because my position has not changed. Selling alcohol is not something the government should be engaged in. We should be engaged more effectively on the enforcement side, and we can do that by getting rid of this current conflict of interest.
And finally, Representative, it's fair season, and the Solanco Fair is taking place between the 14th and the 16th of September. Talk to us about where you're going to be, what to come out and see, and how much fun it is.
Well, I do want to invite everybody to stop out at the Solanco Fair and see us. That'll be September the 14th through the 16th. For those listeners who might not be familiar with our practice over the last 9 or 10 years, we physically relocate the office out to the fairgrounds. So our normal district office at the Buck will not be open, and we will be out at the fairgrounds from start to finish. We certainly welcome individuals that have questions or issues to stop by and see us, share their thoughts, give ideas as we head into a new school year as well as a new budget cycle. It's never too early to start working on next year's budget, and I think we have several challenges ahead of us, and I'll be looking for plenty of input from individuals as well. In addition to that request for input, I'd also encourage folks who have not already done so, if they want to continue receiving our regular email updates that we send out, to please visit our website, www.repcutler.com, because as we head into the election season, we're not allowed to broadcast email blasts. You have to personally subscribe to them. So if someone wants to continue to learn what's going on in the legislature and find out specifically what we're working on, we just ask folks to sign up so that they can, in fact, continue to receive that.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.